This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Well, now that the election is over and Trump won and the Democrats are trying to steal it, it's time to have some straight talk about how we need to take this country back. So first of all, number one, we should be very thankful that Trump, our president and our commander in chief, is a fighter. And he's not just throwing in the towel and agreeing to surrender to the total fraud and criminality of the Democrats, who obviously stuffed the ballot boxes in Wisconsin just blatantly. Oh, plus 200,000 for Biden, you know, for just out of the blue, 4 a.m. Give me a break, right? It's obviously fraud. But Trump is fighting. And that's fantastic, because as long as Trump fights, he will know that the majority of the American people are fighting with him. In fact, there's no question in my mind that Trump won the popular vote as well. If you take away the rigged votes and the dead people voting and the stuffed fake ballots, Trump wins the popular vote as well as the Electoral College by a massive landslide. So Trump does have the authority to state that we as a nation, we refuse to accept this rigged, fraudulent election where our First Amendment has been taken away from us by big tech for the last 4 years, rigging the free speech across the country, suppressing any debate, suppressing criticism of Joe Biden, where the media has been rigged 95 to 98% against Trump for all these years, where the science industry has been rigged against Trump, suppressing treatments that can work to help save lives, such as hydroxychloroquine or vitamin D and zinc and so on. They wanted lockdowns. They wanted suffering and pain and death in America to punish Trump and try to make him lose the election and so on. Trump has every right now to stand up and say, we as a nation, we the people, we reject the fraud of the criminal deep state, the swamp creatures, the vote fraud operations, big tech censorship. We reject it all. And that Trump will not leave the White House, and he will have the support of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of armed Americans who will, upon Trump requesting it, descend upon Washington, D.C. to defend Trump's presidency and defend this nation, even to lay our lives on the line if necessary to fight for truth and liberty and fair elections in this country. I think that millions of Americans are at that point where they are willing to put their lives on the line, because we do not want to live under communism and tyranny and fraud. We don't want to live under the insane Green New Deal. We don't want to live under 70% tax rates. We don't want to live under Orwellian censorship, which is what's already here, and we have to reverse it. We don't want to live under a Pravda-style, Soviet-style media that is basically a puppet of globalism and a puppet of the communist Chinese. We are not willing to live under those systems, and we will fight with our lives on the line if necessary to defend our constitutional republic and America as founded, and our Christian principles and our freedoms and liberties, including the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. I think millions of Americans are at that point. And you know why I think that? Because I'm at that point. And people I talk to are at that point. They're like, this is it. This is the last stand for America. We either stand up and fight, and thank God we have a president who's willing to fight with us, or we lose this nation. And by fighting, what I mean is President Trump calling for the militia to rise up and defend this nation, perhaps fighting to defend his presidency, fighting in Washington, D.C., perhaps. A civil war is what looks like we're going to go through now, which is something I've been warning about, as you know, for quite some time. And here it is. This is how it unfolds. When Trump is not willing to concede and Joe Biden demands power, but it's all illegitimate on Biden's part. It's total election fraud. And the media has conspired with him, and big tech has conspired with him, and big tech has censored the president. Well, guess what? we the people with President Trump are going to have to do something about it. So let's talk about getting serious here. With Trump's approval, we need to demand things like, for example, every person who engaged in ballot fraud, who is caught and charged and found guilty of ballot fraud, should be publicly hanged to death. It's very simple. Every one of them. It doesn't matter if they cheated with one ballot or 10,000 ballots. If they cheated in the election, they should be hanged to death after being found guilty. Every tech company CEO and manager and employee who built the algorithms engaged in the censorship of Americans, the censorship of our freedom of speech, politically targeted censorship, every one of those people should be charged, arrested, and again, if found guilty, publicly hanged to death because they are interfering with the fundamental liberties of our nation, the fundamental human dignity. They are destroying the lives of other people, innocent people who have been censored and suppressed and deplatformed and demonetized. And anyone who would engage in that level of tyranny over the lives of others should be, if found guilty, put to death. Very simple. See, we're going to have a whole new swift justice system in this country to deal with these criminals and fraudsters and swamp creatures. Any person who has engaged in treason against this country, who has collaborated with the communist Chinese, any person who has committed illegal spying operations on American citizens, such as, you know, FISA warrant spying, intelligence community abuse of power, spying on American citizens, guess what? After found guilty, hanged to death. Every one of them. This is how you finally take it to them and say, your abuses are no longer tolerated by we the people. Your illegal spying, your illegal censorship, your attacks on the Constitution, your illegal vote fraud, your media propaganda machine, your race baiting, race war system of whipping up hatred and intolerance, your attacks on Christianity, your attacks on patriots, your attacks on the Second Amendment. No longer are we going to stand by and do nothing and sit back and just politely surrender all of our freedoms to you. No, we're going to fight you. We're going to fight you at the behest of our president, Donald J. Trump. He and we will fight you together, and we will defeat you. We will hang you in the streets if you are found guilty of these crimes against America and crimes against the American people. And this is what it has come to because you, the radical left, you refuse to live in a civil society. You refuse to respect the rule of law. You defund the police. You let the criminals run free. You attack innocent people. You burn down buildings. You destroy the property of business owners. And then you blame somehow conservatives for all the crimes that you're carrying out. You refuse to accept the outcome of an election unless you win it. And to make sure that you win it, you illegally rig it. You, the radical left, the swamp creatures, the Democrats, the Biden supporters, the Marxists, the communists, you are the demons of society. You are incompatible with civil society, and you must be removed from it through a process of law with the support of our president. Donald Trump is our president, and we, the people, will follow Donald Trump into battle. We will defend this nation alongside Donald Trump. We will pick up our rifles if asked to, if necessary, to defend this republic against those enemies, foreign and domestic, who are attempting to destroy it. And when enough of us decide to do this, whether it's hundreds of thousands or millions, then guess what? Guess what? The Democrats have no more power because they've only had this power through the consent of the governed. The consent of people who are no longer consenting to being abused, no longer consenting to having their country stolen from them, no longer consenting to the chaos and the terrorism of the radical left, no longer consenting to just have their freedoms whittled away election after election as Democrats steal it with ballot harvesting like they did in the 2018 midterms, and as their free speech rights are eroded day after day by big tech, which is operating in a malicious criminal intention to destroy this country. We the people withdraw our consent and we make a decision. We will fight you alongside our commander-in-chief. We will fight you to defend America, to defend our liberties, and to defend our lives against evil people like you who are trying to take away everything of value for this great nation. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. And you can also, of course, follow my tweets at Brighteon.social. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.